Bob Nightingale covers the major leagues for USA Today. He happened to be in Arlington, Texas for Game 7 of the National League Championship Series won by the Dodgers. It'll be the Dodgers and Rays in the World Series. And Bob, you've covered the major leagues for a long time. It seems like everybody, not only in the major leagues but in sports, knows Sid.
Yeah, I mean, I remember how close he was to the Steinbrenner family, and they were at the owners' meetings in Minneapolis. And I don't think Sid had ever met Hal Steinbrenner, his son. So he asked me which one he was. I pointed him out, and next thing I know, they were talking for, you know, bracing and talking for 15, 20 minutes. Yeah, everybody that came through town, you know, knew Sid. Just an icon. You know, it's almost like everybody in L.A. knew Jim Murray. Everybody in New York knew Red Smith. But I think even more so here, just a, you know, it seemed like everything went through Sid. And, you know, certainly nobody had that kind of work ethic. I mean, you're having, 121 bylines this year, you know, with no sports going on for a while at 100 years old is mind-boggling. I mean, certainly the greatest work ethic, you know, any of us had ever seen, just a role model to every sports writer, sports broadcaster that's ever lived.
Yeah, and to see him at everything, and I told the story before the news at 7 o'clock, you know, going to Viking games last fall and going to Timberwolves games and Twins games and, of course, love the University of Minnesota. Earlier in the day, I was sitting in with Twins president Dave St. Peter between 5 and 6, and there were a lot of Twins guests, and including owner Jim Polad and former commissioner Bud Selig, and Bud and Sid were very close. And it seemed like, focusing on the major leagues, everybody in the game knew Sid, and I'm sure it was a big story down in Texas when word spread that Sid had passed away.
Yeah, it was early a day, so it wasn't like, you know, everybody was in a press box because it was a night game.
Right.
And but yeah, I mean, there's, you know, everybody that went through Minneapolis, you know, picked up the paper, you know, and there Sid. So, but yeah, it was always mind-boggling to know that every single game you went to, you know, like you said, whether it's a Twins, the Vikings, Gophers, what have you, you know, there was Sid right there. It seemed like you never ever took a day off. You know, you wake up in the morning, there he is on the radio. It's like, you know, it was nonstop. It's like never slept.
Yeah, and the television show, and you know what any given season, what the grind is. From the time pitchers and catchers report to the end of the World Series, it is a grind to cover one sport, let alone all these sports continuously for all those years. It really is astonishing, Bob, and you've been at it for a long time, and I'm just in awe of the work ethic that Sid, and that stands out to me.
Yeah, it wasn't like a guy that just shows up and leaves. I mean, he was there, you know, staying for games, showing up early. You know, he's having that, you know, the big tape recorder, you know, with him and going around and, you know, getting great scoops and what have you. Everybody knew him. So, and everybody had the respect. It doesn't matter what they were doing. Sid wanted to talk to you. Yeah, that athlete was going right over and speaking. So, yeah, just a, yeah, no one like him, you know, as far as a, you know, just that perseverance. And like I said, you never heard him say, I'm going to blow this thing off, or let me take a few weeks off and not go to a game. Every time, you know, there's a Minnesota sporting event, you know, it wasn't a sporting event, let's say it was there.
Yeah, that's so true, Bob, and you could tell even when visiting teams came to town, they certainly knew about Sid. Before I let you go, quick thought or two about the World Series. The Dodgers get over the hump. They advance to the World Series. Dodgers Rays get it started, and they're going to go and they're going to play. No day is off.
Well, there will be days off now. Steve. So, unlike the first couple of rounds, now it's going to be days off like usual after games 2 and games 5, but obviously no travel. So these guys need to catch a little bit of a breather here because those relievers are fatigued. You know, the Dodgers are the favorites. They should be the favorites. But that bullpen is tired, and I don't think people realize how good the Rays are. They're an outstanding team. I like the Dodgers to win the series, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think.
All right, so we will get days off, but game one tomorrow night. Bob, always great. Thanks for your thoughts.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
There he is, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, and an Entercom Radio Sports Insider joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline.